the 4th Annual Maine Calling Made in Maine Gift Guide. Have you started your holiday shopping yet? Are you at least pondering potential presents for friends and family? If so, this is your day, your opportunity to hear about unique and stylish Maine-made gifts. Nothing ordinary on this show. I'm Jennifer Rooks. For 4 years now, Maine Calling has invited Maine's premier list makers onto the program to talk about some of the items they've discovered. And we've done it again. This year, we'll learn from Bangor Daily News blogger Alex Steed, Laura Serino with Down East Magazine, and Jen Thompson of Portland Buy Local. We also invite you to call in with suggestions or questions, maybe where to find the best beekeeper starter kit or dinosaur candlestick or sample pack of gourmet mustard. Maine Calling gets into the holiday shopping spirit. But first, this news update. From the MPBN studios, I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. With Thanksgiving only 17 days away and Christmas a mere 28 days after that, right now, believe it or not, is a great time to start thinking about your holiday shopping lists. And we're here to help by giving you a great resource of fabulous Made in Maine gifts. Today, we welcome back our annual Maine Calling Made in Maine Gift Guide. With me in the studio, Alex Steed, who is a founding partner at the content firm Knack Factory and a blogger for the BDN. Laura Serino is a contributor to Down East Magazine, and Jen Thompson is the Portland Buy Local Ambassador. Thanks, all of you, for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
And, of course, we want to hear from you. Do you have a favorite Maine store or vendor that you go to for unique holiday gifts? Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. That's 1-800-399-3566. Our email address, talk@mpbn.net. You can send a tweet at Maine Calling or post to the Maine Calling Facebook page. And I want to note that we will be updating our website to include the ideas that are mentioned during our show. I encourage you to post your own ideas or your own uniquely Maine products on our Facebook page. Anything mentioned on the program today, either on the air, via email, or on Facebook, will also end up eventually on the MPBN Maine Calling website. So we're trying to make this a great resource for people who might be holiday shopping. So the first question to everybody on my panel, you all come up with your own lists. And Alex, you've been doing this for how many years now?
I think this is the fourth show, it's the fourth time for me.
Okay. So when do you start thinking about it? How do you decide?
Sure. So in the past, this guide was inspired by Picnic, which is a holiday sale that happens in Portland. And I had just started highlighting some of the best gifts that I were seeing coming out of Picnic as a way to preview it. Since it's sort of taken a life of its own, thanks very much to this show. And I typically look all over the web for Maine sourced gifts, using guides like Picnic to see what we can find, the Close By catalog. And if I'm being completely honest, this is the first year that I had maybe 5% to do with aggregating this list. My wife actually aggregated it and did a much better job than I have in the past. So shout out to Jamie Steed for all of her work on this.
And of course, we've provided a link to your list, but it's originally posted with the Bangor Daily News, with your blog at the Bangor Daily News. Jen, welcome to Maine Calling. This is your first time in the Made in Maine Gift Guide. You're the Portland Buy Local Ambassador. Is it tricky to pick a gift list without hurting feelings?
Actually, our members make it very easy on us. They just submit their items to us. So all of the Portland Buy Local Gift Guide items are from Portland's independent businesses.
Okay. And Laura, there's a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for, excitement here and a little mystery because the Down East magazine has not released its gift guide yet.
Well, no. We will probably have it up on the website in the next week or two, and it's out on newsstands on the 24th. But.
Okay. Now, I know that last year you went down to 50 ideas from more than 100 the year before. What are you doing this year? Are you trying to keep it under 50 again?
Well, you know, our hook this year was actually reaching out to readers. So a couple months ago, we kind of put the call out to ask people what their favorite Maine made gifts were. We got over hundreds of responses. Hundreds of responses, not just from people in Maine, but from people that vacation here or from people that just buy Maine made. And so we did a lot of reader favorites this year, which was great because we ended up discovering a bunch of people that we didn't even know about that our readers told us about.
Did you find any themes, any things that people tend to really like? I'm guessing tote bags, but that's just a out of the dark guess.
Soaps.
Really? Yeah. Really? People like to buy soaps.
Yeah,
that's
well,
great.
And also people really love gifts that I like to call them kind of Maine gifts with a wink because they're not overtly touristy Maine items, but they're items that, anyone that loves Maine or knows Maine would really like the items. So, for example, we had a lobster measurer bottle opener that a ton of people told us about. That's just a really cute kind of quirky gift. And I think if you weren't someone from Maine, you probably wouldn't know what that tool was.
Right.
But, you know, for those of us that love Maine or are from Maine, you'd see that and immediately be like, oh, that's so cool. Where did you get that?
So you mean the little metal ruler with the notches that lobstermen use to tell if the lobsters are large enough to be keepers.
Exactly.
It's been turned into a bottle opener.
Exactly.
That is cool.
Very multi-purpose.
Yeah, I think you could take it on your boat. So Alex, I'm going to ask all three of you all, what is the most unusual thing on your list this year?
The most unusual, I guess, on our list, that's hard to tell. I think it's not so unusual as much as I think just the overall there's such a wide breadth of gifts offered. Like I think, you know, speaking to what Laura just said, that when you think like Maine gifts, maybe you sort of trick yourself into thinking just like lighthouses or something that's very specifically Maine. And what I find heartening about these lists is that there's actually a breadth of gifts offered. So I don't think I really have anything unusual as much as
like
just a lot of different stuff.
I did like the Dino Menorah.
Oh, the Dino Menorah is huge. Actually, this is interesting. The last year, because Lisa, who makes those Dino Menorahs.
Menorosaur?
The Menorosaurs, which are amazing and beautiful.
Menorosaurus. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. The Menorosaurus.
Oh,
that's right. Okay.
She based on this gift guide, the Bangor Daily News gift guide that I put out, that caught the attention of someone at Mashable, and then it went on Mashable, which is a big sort of tech website, and it got thousands and thousands and thousands of views for Lisa, and she ended up, I think, making a dino. What is it? Dino.
Menorosaurus.
I think making Menorosauri became much more of take up much more of her time last year than she expected. So it's become actually a very big seller in part because of it being listed on this list. So the breadth that these lists have because of the internet is actually pretty amazing. But yeah, I guess thanks for bringing that up. That probably is the most unique gift.
And Jen, what about you? As these came in from the Portland Buy Local crowd, were there any surprises? Anything you hadn't seen and thought, oh my goodness, that is so fun or so strange or so anything?
I actually was really into this wallet made by Rogue Industries. Mm. It is made to fit into your front pocket. And it protects your credit cards from unauthorized charges, which is a quality I had never seen in a wallet. And they're actually handmade in Lewiston.
Uh-huh. So it's shaped to fit into the curve in the front pocket.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting. I've also heard from men it's not good to be sitting with a wallet in your back pocket because you can it can hurt your spine over time.
Exactly, yeah. I've heard that that's not good for you as well. So it's kind of, I thought that was a creative one, and you can find that on 4th Street, actually, at Rogue Industries.
Okay. Your turn, Laura.
All right. So Linden Longboards, this was actually one that came through our readers. They are these awesome longboards, which are basically longer skateboards. I could see all the skateboarders rolling their eyes. I don't know if that's totally correct. But they make them from these vintage trick water skis. So every single board that's made is completely unique and one of a kind. And for the price point, I think they start at under 200, around that. I mean, to get a completely unique, one of a kind board, it's pretty cool.
It is. It's very creative. So what do each of you want? Alex, what are you really kind of hoping somebody wraps and puts under your tree?
Well, somebody, so there's a shop called iDillard, I-D-I-L-L-A-R-D, which is on the list, that has a Ghostbusters light switch cover.
I saw that.
And I'm both a huge fan of the original and highly anticipating the new version. So I will happily accept one of those.
Okay.
And it's $13, so I'm a cheap date.
Nice. Nice.
Hey, what about you, Jen?
I was hoping for a hand-stitched bag from Portmanteau this year.
You're not a cheap date, but they're beautiful. I know exactly what you're talking
Nancy
about.
Nancy does a beautiful job.
Yeah. And what about you, Laura?
I would definitely take a hand-stitched bag, but I would also love one of the Watson Maine cuff bracelets. They're called the Perfect Catch Cuff. And they're also made out of actually the lobster measuring tool, but it's turned into a bracelet. And they're brass and they're super cool. Again, it's that like being able to wear a little piece of Maine, but unless, you know, you're in the know about Maine lobster measurers, you just think it's a cool bracelet, but it's great.
This show is just one sort of reflection of how things are changing for people who make high-end products and want to sell them. I think the most famous way that the world has changed for makers, even the phrase maker is fairly new, but the way the world's changed is Etsy and how that's really opened up a world of possibility. It used to be if you wanted to find some wonderful handmade gifts, you went to a crafts fair and you maybe had a list on your calendar and craft fairs are still very important, I know, to people out there who are making potential gifts and selling them. But the world really has changed, and I wanted to ask each of you who put together these lists and think about this, you know, for months at a time, what kind of tips you might have for people who have a product that they really want to get out there.
Well, so my list is just a simple photograph, usually taken from an artisan's website, a link to my favorite gift that they have to offer and the price range that you're generally looking at. And it's relatively straightforward. And I think that that's why it's popular in the way that it is that people can just see the gift and then click on it and get to it. We do a lot of curating to try to get people on this list. And the thing that makes or breaks whether or not someone appears in this list, which gets viewed literally tens of thousands of times in the holiday season in results in sales and traffic, the thing that makes or breaks whether or not someone gets on is usually a photograph. If there aren't good, clear, high-resolution photos of your gifts, we can't feature them. There are 50, probably 50 to 75 stores that we overlooked just because we couldn't easily get our hands on a picture, and we already spend a lot of hours putting this together as it is. Tracking down pictures is not on our top priority list. So I would say that's it. And just, I love craft fairs and sales. Like, it's one of my favorite things. But also they can be overwhelming, especially in the holiday season. So if you don't offer an alternative where someone can buy that online, you're missing a huge potential shopping audience. So I would say that that's a must. And with ready-made shops that exist online for you to just sort of put your pictures in and create an account, there's really no excuse to not have one if you're serious about selling your items.
Okay. Thoughts from Laura, you or Jen? Jen, do you have thoughts on tips for makers? Laura?
Yeah, I totally agree with Alex about product photography. That's a huge thing. But also, I think if you feel like you're not totally ready to maybe start an online store, if that feels like you need another step between the craft fair and the store, reach out into your local downtown to some stores that actually do stock Maine-made items or local items. I mean, it's a great way to kind of get your product seen by more people. And it's nice because you'll probably also get a little more traction just based on, you know, their audience and maybe on their social channels and stuff. So I think people are really open to stocking Maine-made and local vendors. So I think it's a great way to kind of have your brand seen by more eyes.
That's a great idea, too, because as Alex said, his website is seen by tens of thousands of people. You may not be in a position to make 10,000 of your products in a couple weeks' time. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's able to maybe sample a few hundred of them at a local store. Go ahead, Jen.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of our downtown Portland stores absolutely have an online presence as well. But I think some of the best ways to discover what's available is just by going into your downtown, wherever you are, because there's just an incredible diversity of things that these stores have to offer. And shopping downtown is so fun. Downtowns do so much to make it holiday shopping inviting. We have Pandora's amazing winter holiday lights and carolers and bars and carriage rides. And there's just people are going to be so much more happy than they are under the fluorescent lights or fighting in lines.
Yeah, not just Portland. Many, many towns in Maine have special holiday celebrations, special nights in which stores are open late, offer cider, things like that. So you're right. It is a lot of fun to get outside. And now the weather's changing, so it will feel like holiday shopping if we head downtown. Well, when we come back from a break, we're going to hear from some of you. The phones are, our phone bank is completely full. Don't let that dissuade you from calling in, though. Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. That's 1-800-399-3566. You can tweet at Maine Calling, email talk@mpbn.net, or post to our Facebook page. And we encourage you to post your products to our Facebook page, and we will get those onto our MPBN Maine Calling website as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You make Maine Calling possible, as do AARP Maine, educating Mainers about the CARE Act, a new law supporting family caregivers. AARP.org/ME. And Freemasons in Maine, supporting Maine Public Broadcasting's efforts to provide knowledge, wisdom, and entertainment to the people of Maine.
On the next Fresh Air, cartoonist Riyad Satouf. He's well known in France, where he had a cartoon strip in the magazine Charlie Hebdo for 9 years. He had stopped working there before the jihadist attack in January. Volume 1 of Satouf's graphic memoir, The Arab of the Future, has just been translated in English and tells the story of his childhood, growing up in Libya, Syria, and France. Join us.
You can join us for Fresh Air this evening at 7 o'clock here on MPBN Radio. Most of us would agree that the programming on MPBN television is worth watching. Unfortunately, we can't always watch exactly when a specific program is scheduled. If you're online, that issue is solved. You can watch many of your favorite MPBN television programs on demand. Full programs, new and old, clips or previews, you decide. Productions from both PBS and MPBN. The MPBN video player is online at mpbn.net. Click on Television or On Demand, and then Video On Demand. And if you have a Roku box, there's a PBS video app in the Roku video store that also has all your favorite PBS and MPBN television programs. Enjoy!
And welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on the program, the 4th annual Maine Calling Made in Maine Gift Guide. With me in the studio, Laura Serino, a contributor to Down East magazine. She comes up with Down East's list. Jen Thompson is the Portland Buy Local ambassador. Alex Steed is a founding partner at the content firm Knack Factory. He's also a blogger for the BDN and for 4 years straight has come up with a holiday shopping list for the Bangor Daily News. We invite you to join our conversation. Call 1-800-399-3566. That's 1-800-399-3566. You can send an email to talk@mpbn.net, tweet at Maine Calling, or post to our Facebook page. We're going to start with Susan, who is calling from Brunswick. Hi, Susan. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to tell everyone about a brand new business started by a friend of mine. It's called The Maine Forge. It's a site for hand-forged decorative ironwork made by Scott Burke, who has been a blacksmith for 30 years. And he has a product that I think is the perfect gift for a man, which is always so elusive for we women who are trying to buy something for the men in our lives. And it's a hand-forged bottle opener. And it's got decorative, like, spiral swirl designs. Each one is one of a kind and different. They feel nice in the hand. And it's something that's useful as well as beautiful. And for the modest price of $12, it makes a wonderful Maine-made, handmade gift.
Sounds like a good stocking stuffer gift, too.
Exactly.
Good size.
Yeah, men are notoriously terrible to shop for, so that sounds awesome.
Susan and Anna, I don't know if you heard the invitation earlier in the program. We really invite you to go onto the MPBN Main Calling Facebook page and post a link to the product, because we'll be curating a whole list afterwards. So thanks for calling.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Great.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. We're going to go to Eastport and Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Go ahead. You're on Main Calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about a product that actually launched in 2013. It's a very useful product and totally made by mostly women in Eastport. It's called the Veggie Bag, and it's spelled V-E-J-I-B-A-G. And it was a brainchild of Sally Erickson, a woman who built a greenhouse and grows organic produce. And it used to really bother her to package her produce in plastic. And she noticed that produce do really well in the fridge in a moist environment. And so a group of women got together and designed this great product, a veggie bag, which will keep your vegetables from getting slimy for up to 2 weeks. And we use 100% organic cotton that's made by the only organic cotton factory in the States, in Texas. And it's a completely cottage industry in Eastport, and we just launched on the Grommet last week.
Oh,
wow.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
It's very exciting.
That's awesome. The Grommet. Can you explain what the Grommet is?
Well, the Grommet is this huge online retailer.
Yeah.
And they sort of work with indie businesses and quirky businesses and smaller businesses that they think have a social impact. And they help these businesses get more customers. So it's quite exciting. We're sewing like crazy.
Right. The Grommet, the founder of the Grommet, spoke at Maine Startup and Crate Week last June, and they helped. I mean, they helped launch Fitbit. Like, they launch when products go on the Grommet. It's a huge, huge deal. So congratulations. And the veggie bag is something that we highlighted on our list, so it's on the Bangor Daily News list. It wasn't until I had a daughter, a little girl, that I realized how much plastic we use, because just packing lunches, you put everything in plastic, everything is individually wrapped in plastic. So I know my wife and I love the concept, and we'll certainly be getting one for ourselves this year too. So or probably several.
Well,
so thank you.
They're a great stocking stuffer because they're priced below 20.
Oh, wow. Well, Patricia, you said you've been sewing like crazy. Is that because you've already had so many orders coming in through the Grommet?
Yes.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
Very, it's a big deal for us, as you can well imagine.
Well, good luck to you.
And we're excited.
Yeah, and thanks so much for calling in today. And
you're welcome.
And like I'm saying to everybody, please, even though your bag is the veggie bag is already on Alex Steed's list, add it to the MPBN Main Calling Facebook page if you have a chance.
Can I just
I
say?
I will, totally.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Can I just say, piggybacking on what Laura said, I think it was great that you said that there's sort of a middle ground where if you wanted to get your gift. If you don't quite want to operate an online operation, but you want to get something somewhere that, you know, to pair up with a store, because when you put stuff online, you have to be prepared for if you are successful. You have to be prepared for your success and to not be crushed under that. Being on the Grommet gets you a national audience, mm-hmm. and that's a huge deal with the Menorahsaurus. That was something that got a national audience, and that was a huge deal. And just keeping up with production can be really difficult. So it's cautionary. It's a good tale that people like to be involved in. But, you know, be prepared if you're putting your gift online that it might be a hit. And you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared to make them for people.
Right. Patricia, thanks so much for calling in and sharing. We have an email. Our favorite shop is in Winthrop. They offer all sorts of different and beautiful things and will wrap the gifts at no charge with beautiful paper as well. This is from L. Leslie talking about the Fauché Carlton gift shop in Winthrop, Maine. So there's a shout out to that shop. And somebody else is calling with a favorite shop. Here's Dorothy calling from Sanford. Hi, Dorothy.
Hello.
Go ahead. What's your favorite shop?
My favorite shop is the Old Timer Shop in Sanford. It's a craft shop. It's nonprofit. It benefits York County seniors. We have 150 makers, ages 50 above, all Maine made. anything, hats, mittens, afghans, doll clothes, wooden toys, stained glass, jewelry, stuffed animals, games. We have just about everything. We've been in business for 47 years. We're run by volunteers.
Wow,
47 years.
But, yes.
Is the Old Timer Shop only open holiday time, or is it open year-round?
It is open year-round, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
I certainly hope you have a web link.
We do, yes.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Okay, we'll make sure we get that onto our list. Thanks so much, Dorothy, for calling and telling us about it.
Thank you.
Okay, going to Paul, who's calling from Blue Hill. Hi, Paul. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to put a plug in for my wife's business, which is basketsofmaine.com. She does reed baskets, hand-woven reed baskets, and large baskets, small baskets, all a great variety of things, which are great for Christmas gifts. And she will be at the Harvest Festival this weekend if anybody's interested in looking at them in person.
Terrific. And basketsofmaine.com, is that, does that feature her baskets alone or other basket weavers as well?
No, just her stuff alone.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So I'm going to go to an email now. It's kind of long, but I think it's interesting, from Sarah, who says, for the holidays, I try to focus on quality time with family and friends over material possessions. The materialistic consumer-based culture contributes enormously to landfills, environmental degradation, and uses our precious natural resources. For this reason, I only purchase handmade, locally produced crafts or consumables, for example, maple syrup, apple butter, wine, for my immediate family. For the past 3 years, I've done all my holiday shopping at the Sheepscot General in Whitefield, Maine. They always have a diverse, exciting collection of local crafts, from goat milk soap to knitted goods, notebooks, etc. And she says, buying my holiday gifts there supports the small business of the store and also various local individual craftspeople. So three stores now already recommended, in Winthrop, in Sanford, and now in Whitefield, Maine. A lot of stores.
And that was a really nice point. I think, you know, when we talk about all of this stuff, we really talk about the importance of connections during the holidays, friends, family, but also when you shop Maine Made, it's that community connection. So I think she makes a really great point that, you know, as much as we're talking about tangible things here, it's really also a way of kind of connecting with your community, supporting local artists, and, you know, that in itself is a really great sentiment.
And I think that the great, and absolutely, I agreed 100%. I think if you are going to spend money on tangible goods and you are going to spend money on gifts, you know, I jokingly say in the opening of my piece, shop using this list instead of supporting the owners of box stores, because screw shipping our money out of state to bloodthirsty one percenters, which I say in jest, but also because I love the idea of, if you're going to spend money, spending it in the state, spending it on things that have personality, spending it on things that aren't homogenized and heavily branded with product tie-ins and sort of brand tie-ins. And I'm always happy when I get a gift that is made by sort of a smaller producer, because when I find that when they give that to the person who it's intended to, it seems to fit their personality more in one way or another. And that seems to get, you know, it means that you're thinking of the person who you're giving it to, and you're sort of thinking about whether or not this fits into their life. And I find that people are really appreciative of that, both on the recipient's end and on the small crafter's end.
I think experiences, too, can also be a really nice gift, like tickets to a local production, or there's brew bus tours, Maine foodie tours, different services and restaurant gift certificates, where you can really give the gift of going and doing something with a family member or a friend.
Right. Cooking lessons, a massage.
Absolutely.
A boat ride. Yeah. So we've got Jean Hazard on the phone. She's calling from Island Port Press. Oh, excuse me, Jen Hazard. I misread that. Jen, hi, and tell me what Island Port's got going on for this holiday season.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Great.
I am calling. We have a few really great things coming up for the holiday season. One gift idea that we're really loving is Marianne Lloyd, who is the department chair of illustration over at Mecca, came out with a new calendar called Studio Cats. And it's a portrait calendar, and it's of two of her cats that she hangs out with in her home studio, and they're all fun, beautiful illustrations of those cats, so they're perfect for cat lovers, as we are here at Island Port. We have our own studio cat, office cat here, and so that's a great one. And for kids, we have two new board books that we've done in conjunction with the Maine Audubon, and it's a Wildlife on the Move series. They're unique in that they're board books, but they are non-fiction stories about real things that have happened with animals, a snowy owl and little brown bat. And those two books together make a great gift, and 10% of the proceeds go to help underserved preschool programs. So we're really proud of that, too. And then thirdly, we have Portland author Kate Christensen came out with a new book this year called How to Cook a Moose, and that is about Kate's experiences moving to Portland, Maine, and some of the great people in the food community that she met along the way. And interwoven in that book are some of her favorite home recipes that she uses. So those are our top three. We have many, many others that people can go and go to islandportpress.com.
And tell me about Island Port Press, Jen. I know about it, but maybe not all of our listeners. This is a Maine press that features Maine authors, not exclusively, but pretty much.
Yes, yes. We've been around for 16 years, and we're a small publisher located in Yarmouth, just up the road from you guys. And we do everything with a New England sensibility, and we have children's books. We're probably best known for publishing a lot of Dolla Vipcar's books, but we've got great fiction. I think we had Jim Nichols on your show not long ago.
That's right.
And his book, Closer All the Time. And then we do a lot of books that are really rooted in the Maine hunting tradition. And we've got a new book coming up from a man named Dean Bennett called Ghost Book. That's in that vein.
And you probably, you know, everybody has someone in their life who likes to get a book. I often get my father-in-law a book, and he says, I think that you think I'm smart when you buy me a book, Jen.
And I always want a cat calendar, so I hope my family is listening to this, because that studio cat calendar sounds good.
Oh, good. But yeah, we've got a lot of really great things this year. And so we hope that people will seek us out, because we are local, and we're promoting all these great local authors that we have in the area.
Yeah, I love Island Port Press. We have How to Cook a Moose on the list, and they always have great gifts and selections. So they're very much worth checking out, especially if you want to sort of honor the Maine and New England tradition.
Definitely.
All right, Jen.
Alex and Laura, thank you very much for your support over the years. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Jen, thanks so much for calling in. With that, we have to take another break, but be sure and post your ideas on the MPBN Maine Calling Facebook page. We are collating a list. We'll be right back with more ideas. This is your fourth annual Made in Maine Maine Calling Gift Guide.
You make Maine Calling possible, as do Casella, committed to improving Maine's air quality through the conversion of landfill gas to energy. Casella, giving resources new life. And Mimic, a workers' compensation insurance company dedicated to safer workplaces, fair treatment for all workers, and a strong Maine economy. On the web at memic.com.
Richard Holbrooke was a superstar diplomat, handling this country's most difficult international problems. Now his son, a filmmaker, tells his father's story.
People wanted to talk about him. They were intrigued by him. He was left an indelible mark on everybody that he touched.
The documentary film, The Diplomat, later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered starting at 4 o'clock and running through 6:30 this afternoon here on MPBN. Coming up at 1 o'clock in just a few minutes, Alternative Radio. Today's speaker is Palestinian-American journalist and author Ali Abu Nima. He'll discuss the battle for justice in Palestine. That's Alternative Radio today at 1 o'clock here on MPBN Radio.
And welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you're listening to Maine Calling today on the program Awesome Made in Maine Gift Ideas. It's our fourth annual gift guide. In the studio with me, Jen Thompson, who is Portland's Buy Local ambassador. Alex Steed is founding partner at the content firm Knack Factory. He also creates a list every holiday season for the BDN. And Laura Serino is the contributor to Down East Magazine, who helps come up with their list. We invite you to join the conversation. Call us at 1-800-399-3566. Here's a quick email from Martha, who says, I love Martha bars. Huh. They're locally made in Freeport, an all-organic energy bar covered in dark chocolate. They make a great stocking stuffer, Secret Santa gift, teacher gift, or something for your outdoor enthusiast. Yum.
Yes, they're amazing.
And then from Goose Pond, I hope your listeners will visit my website, goosepond.com, to see gold and silver Christmas ornaments and jewelry I designed. This will be my 34th holiday season. I am proud to be a Maine maker and also feature other handmade work in my little shop at 176 Gray Road in Cumberland. And that's Susan from Goose Pond. I think we all need to just hop in the car afterwards and take a little road trip to all these fantastic stores. Speaking of small towns in Maine, we're heading to Lymington and Eliza. Hi, Eliza. Go ahead.
Hi there. I just wanted to say thank you for supporting local Maine craftspeople. I love hearing all these ideas. And also, I wanted to tell you about a product that I make, which I think is a great guest. It's a really soft, hand-printed bamboo cotton scarves. So they're one size fits all. They're different beautiful colors and patterns. They're super comfy pretty much all around the year. And the bamboo fiber is sustainable, so it's nice for that too.
Okay, thanks, Eliza. I'm going to keep you on the line because we have another email here from Lymington. Are you familiar with Steeplebush Farm?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so we have somebody named Cindy has written in about Steeplebush Farm's herbs. She says that her favorite gifts to buy there are liquid hand soaps for gardeners, herb dips for vegetables, and all of her bubble baths and body lotion. So two calls from Lymington today. Thanks so much, Eliza, for calling
That's
in.
Great. Yeah, and I posted my link on your on Facebook page.
Thank you.
This is what I love about this show is Lymington is I live in Cornish, so I live in the town next to Lymington. And like that, you can listen to the show and hear about bamboo cotton scarves that are made in Lymington. Like, who knew
that's awesome.
That's happening? So that's amazing.
Great, great. Thanks, Eliza. And we're going to head to Hollowell and Betsy. Hi, Betsy.
Hi, how are you, Jennifer?
Great.
Good. Well, so I was so happy to hear you guys also talk about services and things for people. I have a practice called Sweet Spirit, and I've collected lots of tools for joyful living to help people. And so there's a couple that I think of would be great for the holidays. One is life coaching. So people who are stuck or unsure where they're going in their life or want to start a craft business and don't know exactly how to get over the hump to get there. So you can buy one session. You can buy a package of four sessions. So it's a really fun, wonderful gift for people who are just getting out of school or people who are in their midlives and trying to decide what they want to do or people who are about to retire. It's really a good and fun thing to do. And another thing that I offer is working with essential oils, nature's original medicine. Many of them are from Maine, and they have become, for me, my medicine cabinet. We don't have aspirin and cough medicine anymore. We have essential oils. So people can buy a gift certificate for an oils consultation to find out how that might fit into your life. They're also really supportive for any emotional issues people might have. So anyway, it's just and you can get little samples. I have little sample bags for people if they want to put in the great stocking stuffers.
Great, Patsy. And will you please go ahead and post that on the MPBN Maine Calling Facebook page? We're going to move on to Sebago and Brian. Hi, Brian. Go ahead.
Yes. I want to tell you about a product that I make in my shop in Sebago. I make reusable wood pellet fire logs. They're made out of stainless steel mesh that you fill with wood pellets, and you use them as an alternative to firewood for your campfire or your fireplace or even your wood stove.
What a good idea.
Yeah, that's cool.
They make a beautiful fire, and the top is open, so you stir them up a little bit. You just pour more on as they're burning, and they last for a long time.
Where can people buy these, Brian?
I have a website at fire logs are called Repose Wood Pellet Fire Logs, and my website is reposenow.com.
And how did you get the idea?
Years ago, it was the end of the winter, and it was cold, and I had run out of firewood, and I bought some wood pellets and started trying to figure out how to make them work in my wood stove. And then when winter ended, I thought I could figure out how to use them as a campfire. So I started fashioning them into log type of form. They're rectangles, but they sort of look like a campfire, you know, burning, of course.
And wow.
Throw out a lot of heat, and you can cook over them because there's no binders in wood pellets. They're just held together by the lignins in the wood itself. So,
very cool.
Well, thanks so much. And as mentioned earlier in the show, I think lots of people have a hard time thinking of a unique gift for the male in their life. And this sounds like something that would appeal to all of those who have that problem, though everybody would probably like this.
Yeah. Anyone that lives in Maine would like this.
Yeah, anybody absolutely.
Who lives anywhere cold. Yeah. Thanks, Brian. We're going to go to Denmark and Lori. Hi, Lori. Go ahead.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, great. Go ahead.
Hey there. We publish a magazine over here in southwestern Maine, and our winter issue happens to be on Made in Maine companies. And one of them is a wonderful company in Harrison, Maine called Elm Puzzles. And they create these handcrafted custom wooden puzzles, jigsaw puzzles, and they've been around for about 25 years, and I'd urge people to check them out, either through the magazine or online. And we're also covering, if so it happens, and I heard you talking about it earlier, Rogue Wallets.
Mm. Awesome. So that's,
and they are a great product. They're a great company. Beautifully made, I have to say. Real quality.
Lori, what's your magazine?
Lake Living.
Oh, I love Lake Living.
Oh, yeah.
I loved you had a longboard article last month.
Yeah, I did.
That was great.
To hear. And also, I've written about Brian, who does his Repose fire logs.
Oh,
that is funny.
Have you tried them?
Pardon me?
Have you tried one?
I have. He gave me one, and they're great. They really, really work. They're great for outdoors, however you want to use them. And I am going to give one more plug because here in Bridgeton, there's a company called Chase Street Soap, and she makes the best powdered laundry detergent I've ever used. They're at the farmer's market here in Bridgeton, and I tried a bag of it, little, you know, on the higher end, but it's well worth it. It'll get, you know, just one of those, another great Maine product.
Awesome.
I was wondering about the puzzles. Are those primarily for children? Are they smaller
Not
wooden puzzles?
At all. Or? In fact, they're pretty challenging. They can be, they're custom. So,
oh, cool.
They can be pretty challenging, and they can be as small as like 4 pieces and much more elaborate. They're, it's a really unique idea. They're about 1/4 inch thick, and they're really solid. They just, and for, you know, a camp or a home, second home, great thing for the coffee table, you know?
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Lake Living's a really great sort of, like was said, quarterly publication that I pick up at Krista's in Cornish every quarter. And it's full of sort of really great ideas, a lot of great reportage on what's going on in Western Maine.
Well, thank you.
It's well worth checking out. I love it.
Thanks a lot.
Lori, thanks for calling in. We're going to head to Bangor. And Larry, hi, Larry.
Hello. I'd like to recommend my daughter's flower shop in Blue Hill, Fairwinds Florist. She grows as many flowers as possible within the state of Maine. And she has chocolate and ice cream, and the name of the maker evades me, but again, it's local. And she has some local artists on the walls, and she also has wooden coat hooks and whatever else you might want to use a hook for.
And tell us again the name of the flower shop.
Fairwinds Florist in Blue Hill.
All right, Fairwinds Florist.
That's nice. Can I make a couple other suggestions that I've noticed?
Sure.
Sorry, I was swimming in 200 suggestions, so I'm trying. No, these are the things that stuck out to me. For people who have trouble looking for gifts for men or women, the 1820 collection is an apparel collection that Might & Main, which is a branding firm, put out. Really beautiful, sort of classic Maine-inspired style. They have hats and t-shirts and sweaters. I brought one of the posters that they made, which is an E.B. White quote about living in Maine, to a trade show at a booth that we set up in Dallas, Texas. And a lot of people ended up sort of gravitating towards it, loving Maine. Maine has a great brand outside of the state. Local music is a great suggestion. We have an incredible amount of musicians in the state. I have a bunch listed on our list. Bull Moose, if you go into any Bull Moose location and ask for the local section, you can get a hand sort of finding what's good there. And you can buy it either online at Bull Moose or you can buy it from the store. And then one other thing as far as male, sort of tricky outdoorsy male suggestions is there's a product called Pack Pod that came out using a Kickstarter sort of crowdfunded campaign. It's called an adventure tripod, and it's for use in setting up a camera outside, for use in sort of like setting up your various outdoors apparatus outside. They just had a very successful campaign, like I said, and it's a really cool product. I know my company is probably going to buy one or two for the video production we do outside. So it's really cool stuff.
Wasn't that one of the most successful crowdfunding efforts ever by a Mainer?
I'm not sure, to tell you the truth, but I know that they launched the campaign and then in a couple of days they were past their goal. So it's really exciting.
We have an email from, oh gosh, not signed email. The Winter York Farmers Market indoors at the First Parish Village Church has great gifts such as beautiful garden cards, jewelry, maple syrup, copper trays, besides veggies and fruit. That's November 21st. 9 to 1. Lots of great farmers markets is a great idea for gifts as well. I have a note from my producer. Please remind listeners to post to Facebook or email talk@mpbn.net to get your product listed on our guide, and be sure and include a website address. We have time for a couple more calls, but wanted to get that out there. Please don't wait. Don't think that if the show is over, it's too late. We'll continue to put things on the list.
And there's beer too. Don't forget beer. The state, I mean, there's a new a new brewery probably opened at some point that the show
from during the program.
So there's a lot of great Maine beer for your beer lovers. There's also great beer experiences like Maine Brew Bus and Maine Beer Tours. Don't drive intoxicated this holiday season. Take one of these buses and go around and check out the local breweries. And you have no excuse to not buy local beer in the state.
Completely agree.
Janet in Greenville, do you agree?
Hi.
Hi.
I called because I was hoping some of your listeners would check out the mooseheadmarketplace.com. It's a business my husband and I started about 8 months ago. I was trying to think of a way I could help some of the local businesses get their products out. A lot of them didn't have websites. So I had my husband start building these pine crates. And we do an assortment of products from Northwoods Gourmet Girl, Maine Mountain Soap and Candle, Moose Bee, different people, different family businesses in town, and sell them on our website along with other products locally made.
So you have gift crates. People will get a variety, can buy a variety of, sort of like a gift basket the Maine way. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly, and that's what we call it, you know, the Northwoods twist on the gift basket. Everybody who gets them absolutely loves them because my husband is really particular about his work. He does a really nice job, and then we sell everything individually, too, so it's we're plugging away at it, and would love to have people check it out.
Well, Janet, good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling today. Anybody who wanted to call and didn't get through, please post your product on the MPBN Maine Calling Facebook page or send us an email at talk@mpbn.net. And to our guests in the studio, thank you so much for being here today. Laura Serino, contributor to Down East Magazine, your issue with your list comes out November 24th. Jen Thompson is the Portland Buy Local Ambassador. Alex Steed is a founding partner at the content firm Knack Factory and a blogger for the BDN. You can find his list on his Bangor Daily News blog. Don't forget to check back at the website, mainecalling.net, in a couple days, and we'll have an updated list of all the products mentioned on today's show. If you're on Facebook, you can visit facebook.com/mainecalling to see all the things that are posted in real time. Nikki Shields ran the board today, and we had additional help from Rob Holt in putting together the web page as our gift guide. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith. Tomorrow on the program, join me for a conversation about home heating options such as heat pumps, solar panels, gas versus oil, and more. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on MPBN.